Actually, it is a way to life. What is the life? The life here on this planet, on this Earth, is of course this is life too. You eat and you laugh when there is something funny. You laugh aloud when there is something in a sorrow. You cry. A human being is quite emotional.
Yes.
Every day we're feeling, we have a different feeling.
Yes.
And I think we do enjoy our lives. However, in this world, this is our lives, in this world, to get the eternal life, I think you need to knock the door. You need to experience something hard.
Something
painful. Mm-hmm. Through experience, then experience by experience. Because of talking about Bible, to taking action in accordance with the belief of those teaching, those spirits, I think it is not easy. A lot of people are looking for an easy way. Then those people do not want to have any pain to get the eternal life. But to eternal life, I think you need to find a way which is very rigid. And so the Bible says going, you need to enter from that narrow gate, not the narrow gate, then it's not easy to reach to eternal life. So the people are looking all the time wider gate.
Oh, I see.
Wider gate, then you don't feel anything. Mm-hmm. You don't have any pain. Mm-hmm. So you eat something delicious,
yes.
Then you like to get money easily.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a practice. It's not a severe practice to reach to life eternally, eternal life. Yes, the one thing is in the spirit of Jesus Christ, then I think you need to follow those commandments, those rules, those teachings, and then you need to keep certain discipline all the time. Knock the door, which is difficult, knock the door, which is narrow. Then you need to travel all the time under the severe condition. If you take something freely, then I think you don't appreciate anything. Try to train yourself every night. Then you can get eternal life. This is a life explanation of the description in Matthew.
I see.
There are some different interpretations by preachers anyway. Mm-hmm. This is my interpretation. So, knock the door, which is a smooth one, and try to be rigid and the teachings of Bible, then you should be guided to eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The decision maker is all the time yourself. You need to decide which way you go. Up to discretion.